Iraq's campaign season is scheduled to begin Wednesday. That's when hundreds of hopeful lawmakers representing a variety of political parties will begin formally asking Iraqis for their votes in elections scheduled next month. Whether the field of candidates will include all of Iraq's constituencies or whether security concerns will allow for a vote on January 30th remain in some doubt. And NPR's Mike Schuster joins us from Baghdad. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
This week, a coalition of 22 parties put up 228 legislative candidates representing a variety of views, what a lot of people had hoped for would develop in Iraq, a free and fair campaign. But is there any indication that organized Sunni groups are any closer to participating?
No, none whatsoever. And that particular slate of candidates is by one political coalition, the United Iraqi Alliance. It stands a good chance of taking a lot of seats, but it's not the only one. There'll be many more. That's dominated by Shiites in the Sunni areas. There are some political figures and some smaller political groupings that do want to participate and have quietly registered slates of candidates. They haven't made a big point of it, and they haven't gotten a lot of publicity about it. But overall, because there's so much insurgent violence in the predominantly Sunni areas, including in Baghdad, we just don't know whether Sunnis will participate significantly and go to the polls in significant numbers.
Mike, do you have any feeling for how candidates are expected to campaign? When we've interviewed some members, for example, of the interim Iraqi governing council, who are reluctant to go outside of their homes in cars unless they're laying down on the floorboards.
It's a really big question, Scott, and we just don't know, particularly in the insecure areas, even in Baghdad, where from day to day you can't tell when there'll be an attack or a car bomb of some kind in different neighborhoods in Baghdad. In the south of Karbala, in the Shiite predominant area, there hasn't been that much violence in the last month, and it looks like there will be some ability to campaign openly. And, of course, in Kurdistan, it's been peaceful. It's just in that great central area of Iraq, from Mosul down to Baghdad and below Baghdad, where there are real questions. There is not security. There's not certainty of security almost anywhere. And so we don't know yet what kind of campaign it will be and how open the candidates will be.
Mm-hmm. Mike, can you give us a sense of how the voting process is designed to run? As we understand it, Iraqis with ration cards will receive voter registration forms. So what happens then?
That's right. They receive voter registration forms. They're filled out with their names based on their food ration cards. And if all the information is correct, the spelling of their names, their address, their age and sex, then all they have to do is keep the registration form and bring it to the polling place on January 30th when they go to vote. If that information is incorrect, they have to go to an election commission office and correct it and get an accurately filled out registration form. All the other details, that is where the polling places are going to be, and more information about how to vote, what perhaps the ballot will look like, things like that, we're not anywhere near that yet, and I suspect that those details will come in a flood in January.
Mike, can you give us a sense of what Iraqis with whom you've spoken are saying about the prospects for next month's vote, what this represents?
Well, you get all kinds of opinions, Scott. There are many Iraqis that you talk to and our staff has talked to in some of the neighborhoods that say, we want to vote. We want to vote quickly. We want this to be over and we want to continue with this process. And there are others that you can meet who say that they don't believe in elections. They support the insurrection. They believe that this whole thing is an American effort to maintain control of Iraq and they won't vote. Again, we won't know until January 30th. What kind of numbers actually come out to vote and what the overall feeling of the Iraqi people is.
NPR's Mike Schuster speaking from Baghdad. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Scott.